Mason Neal here joining me today, going to be the head coach of the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats football team, Dave Prescott. Dave, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, it's always good to hear from you guys, Mason.
And so last week you guys go to Arweva. That one a really close game. Can you take us through kind of what you saw on the sidelines and how the game kind of went?
I thought, you know, first half we were playing really good defense. We were still kind of sputtering on offense. We did find a couple plays that worked and, you know, jumped out 14-0 lead on by halftime. We weren't really moving the ball real well, but, you know, it just seemed like every time we'd get within striking distance, you know, we'd have a penalty set us back or something would happen. And, you know, we just struggled with that. Same thing that we struggled with on the first game. We're just not being disciplined enough on offense so we can just maintain a steady flow of good plays.
And so for you guys in that game, I know obviously probably not the result you wanted, but what do you feel like you can take away that was good going into these next couple weeks?
Well, I think the kids feel like they let one go there. You know, Arweva is a good rivalry with us. They have some good athletes there. But I think, you know, all in all, they knew that they could have played a lot better than what they did. So they just seem like they've been a lot more focused in practice this week and not so much, you know, carefree as what they were. They were kind of geared more towards the game Friday. And I think they're working hard to, you know, hopefully be successful.
And then talking about practice, I mean, from week one to now week two, what do you feel like you guys have improved on the most in your guys' both your offense and your defense?
Well, you know, defensively, I think we're still reading keys really well. We're getting better and better. We're trusting what we're doing. The offensively, you know, we're firing off the ball a little better. We're getting down on blocking. We're playing a little more on their side of the line of scrimmage, and that's what we kind of want to do. But we still have a ways to go, so hopefully we can continue to improve in these next few games.
Young season for you guys as well, but you look at a team like Griswold that you got this week at home. What do you think Griswold brings to the table?
Well, they got a lot of size, and, you know, it's going to be that size is always hard on us. We're not a real big team, so we're going to face some teams later on in the year, so that'll help us out in the long run where we can go up against guys that are a little bigger than us, and we do have to work a little harder. It's just a matter, I tell the guys not to size anybody up, but just to play our positions and do our job. And hopefully we can get that mentality and just start get things rolling. And like I said, play on their side of the line of scrimmage on both offense and defense.
Griswold last week playing Audubon. I mean, you got Audubon later on in your schedule. Have you guys gotten a chance to take a look at their film from that Audubon game?
Yeah, I did. You know, they just kind of manhandled Griswold. You know, it was a lot of, you know, kickouts, a lot of isos, a lot of dives and that type of thing. They look like a really good team and look like Griswold had a little trouble controlling that. But there again, I think every team that so far is going to play Audubon will, you know, probably struggle with that aspect. Hopefully, you know, I'd only ever like to, I like going just one game at a time. So I'll probably try to analyze what they did, but there again, hopefully this game when we go against them will just help us prepare for the games later on down the line.
You look at that Griswold team there, you say they got a lot of size. What do you guys need to do to combat that size?
Well, it's just maintaining. We just got to come out low. We have to drive. We have to go forward. We can't just stand up. We've been doing a lot of kind of one-check blocking and a lot of standing up. Got to go forward. We got to get into them. We have to drive. And we just basically know the blocking scheme that we're trying to achieve during the game and execute. And we just have to execute well.
Week one, you guys pick up a win against St. Edmunds. They're a close one. Another close one in week two, but you come back home in week three. How does it feel? And what do you feel like that impacts that you guys are going to come back home and have your home crowd behind you?
Well, I think they're going to be hungry to show the guys, the crowd, that, you know, we weren't the team that we were, you know, what played last week. We can be a little bit better than what we did. We can maintain some discipline. You know, playing our weaving and the rival thing, you know, it is what it is. You throw out all the, you know, records and everything else. You just kind of play that rivalry thing. But, you know, tonight they just want to go out and they want to play a good, solid game. They want to eliminate the penalties and the things that we trip up on, and we want to have everybody realize, you know, hey, that we can still move the ball. We can do pretty well with the rest of the season coming up.
And you talk about the rest of the season coming up. I know just 2 weeks into the season, but how do you feel like some of those district opponents and district matchups are shaping up to be?
You know, it's really hard to tell. You know, you could try to do a little comparative scoring there and type of things, but really, you know, it looks like, you know, it's kind of going to take place the first three games of the year. You know, we knew that Cam and Toon were going to be about even, and they played a pretty even ball game, and we figured that, you know, everybody else was going to be on kind of a second-tier level with, you know, maybe Audubon being the front runner. But, you know, I think, you know, everybody can step up and play well, and it's still anybody's ball game.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best going up against Griswold.
Oh, thank you very much. We'll talk to you later this week.